Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I was thinking, what can I say that hasn't already been said? All I can comes to mind is that Ratha Yatra, as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj said, is bringing the Lord into our heart and cleaning the heart through the process of Nam Sankirtan. Kalikale Namarupa Krishna Avatar Namahoite Hayasarva Jagat Nishtara. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions this verse, that the Lord is incarnated in this age in the form of His holy name and in the form of His transcendental ecstatic manifestation as Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we can appreciate and serve and glorify these two forms of the Lord by enthusiastically and eagerly participating in this most auspicious and most glorious and most rare occasion and opportunity of Sri Jagannath Ratha Yatra. Radhanath Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, has revealed the innermost understanding of the meaning of this very sweet, internal, and very incomprehensible Lila of the Lord. But the most, I say, auspicious aspect of it is we can take part in it. And that's what the Lila is about, for to invite all of the living entities who are able to take part in this Ratha Yatra ceremony by glorifying the Lord and chanting His holy name. As we purify our hearts through Vaishnav association, Vaishnav seva, Vaishnav appreciation, we can go deeper into the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. We hear how much the Shastras emphasize the glories of the holy name through many, many verses, many, many, many aspects of Leelas. But we understand something, and this was brought out so, was like a beautiful painted picture by Maharaj, how essential and how auspicious, or how much it is the essence of the quality of our chanting, is the association and appreciation of Vaishnavas. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized, these two things above everything else, Vaishnav seva, Vaishnav association, Vaishnav appreciation, and Nam Sankirtan. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his songs, he mentions Namaruchi, Vaishnav seva, and Jiva Doya. But by participating in this Ratha Yatra ceremony, we're also doing Jiva Doya. Because when we take part in the Lord's Leelas by His mercy and by His invitation, we also inspire others. Enthusiasm is, what we say, contagious. It's like a good disease. It's good to have a disease that is a disease that inspires others to get healthy. It's disease of health. The healthy disease of is the enthusiasm to associate and to chant and dance in glorification of the Lord. So Ratha Yatra is more or less the culmination of all our austerities, penances, services to come here and to be able to participate in this. It's a great privilege. As Maharaj so mentioned, you can't come to a holy place simply by buying a ticket or getting on a particular type of vehicle. You come to a holy place when you are understanding the importance and the mood of participating in that holy place. And Rath Yatra gives us that opportunity in the highest essence of that understanding. So tomorrow, chant, dance for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. Personally, this is my third Rath Yatra with the devotees of Radha Gopinath. And each time I hear that this Rath Yatra is being participated by these devotees, I think, I can't miss this. I just can't somehow or other not come, because it is so powerful and so auspicious. And you will see such spiritual appreciation and enthusiasm as you watch and take part amongst all the residents of Puri and those who come from everywhere else to take part in this particular ceremony. How deep the bhakti is to see Jagannath, to chant Jagannath's name, to just to be in Puri during this most rare and auspicious time. And that's one thing every year that I've taken away, that I've come here, is just to witness the bhakti that is so strong and so thick. You can pick it up with your hands and carry it away. It's tangible. It's just amazing. And I tell people who haven't been here, who are devotees in our movement, you just have to come to a Rath Yatra in Puri. And if you don't, somehow or other, your spiritual life is missing something very, very valuable. So we have so many wonderful devotees here, and by hearing Maharaj for the last 4 days and listening to all this deep spiritual realizations on the holy places, on the importance of our participation in the holy places, and on the mercy that is available. Because we might also think, well, yes, mercy. But when you get mercy, there's a kind of qualification that comes with receiving mercy, and that is you have to give it also. So take as much as you can, or absorb as much as possible, and then take that mercy and distribute it everywhere. And that is the mood of Rath Yatra. Because, as we say, Jagannatha is the Lord of the universe, the Lord for all living beings. So I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to be in all of your association. Thank you very much. Shri Jagannath Rath Yatra ki jai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Nithai Gaura Premanande!
Thank you very much. His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj. Just 2 days ago, we had asked him